All right, y'all, well, you may notice I don't look normal tonight. Some of you may just be thankful that I actually wear a different pair of clothes, that I actually own something different than jeans and boots, but I don't look normal tonight because I don't feel normal tonight. I'm actually in a lot of pain right now, and I'm in pain specifically because I went and saw a friend of mine last week. So this buddy of mine who's here at Watermark, Ramsey Stone, some of you may know him, I went and saw him. He's a friend, and he is also a surgeon. And so he's put a couple of holes in me, a couple of incisions here in my stomach. It would be brutal to think about putting on a belt and jeans right now. This is about as much as I can wear as a result of that. But the reason why I visited him is because I thought what I suspected was that I had a hernia. If you don't know what that is, I won't get into all the detail, but it's in your groin. And so I go into this doctor appointment with my buddy, and he's like, yeah, just come in and see me, and I'll check it out. I'll see if that's the case, and then we'll address it. We'll go from there. I was like, okay. So I go into his office, and he's like, all right, well, let's have a look. I was like, Ramsey, our relationship will never be the same. And so I let him have his medical inspection, so to say. And I mean, he's pushing on me in an awkward place and in a really painful place. And it was necessary for my buddy to do so. I mean, it hurts so much even now post-surgery. Like, I couldn't even sing. Like, it's one of my favorite things to do is sing here at Regen, and couldn't because of the pain. But he's sitting there pushing on me, and he's like, yep, sure enough, you got a hernia. And I was like, okay, thanks. And he's like, so, you know, we'll schedule the surgery for next week, which was last Wednesday. He's like, we'll take care of it. And as he's leaving, he says, John, good to see you today. And I was like, hey, keep that on the DL, doc. Like, we don't have to tell everybody, but quite literally, good to see you. The reason why I tell you that is because it was really humbling to be there, fully exposed with my pain and my injury there in front of my friend, and it was completely necessary as well. So completely humbling and humiliating and completely necessary if I wanted to get healing, because he was actually the one that could give me that healing. And that poking and prodding, I don't think it was fun for him either, but it was necessary also for him to diagnose and realize what it was. And the reason why I tell you that is because here at Regeneration, like, we are, keep your clothes on, follow me in the illustration, but we're getting naked, so to say, spiritually. We're getting real with each other. We're kind of exposing the uncomfortable and the awkward and the injured places. And sometimes when your recovery brothers and sisters are asking you questions, it feels like they're poking and prodding in places that, frankly, can cause a reaction. It's painful, it's hurtful. And the reason why they're doing that is to bring healing as well. And it's not just an anecdotal illustration. It's what God tells us in his word. He says in James 5:16, a passage that many of you are familiar with, he says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. It's for healing. Like, this exercise of coming together as a body, Regeneration, and sitting in a circle and confessing our sins to one another, that's not just some weird recovery thing we picked up because we watched a bunch of episodes of Intervention or we saw some sitcom about a recovery circle. It's because God says when we do that, there is supernatural healing that floods into our life, awkward as it may be, humiliating as it may be, like dropping your drawer spiritually, so to say. It's hard, it's awkward, and yet God says that's what's necessary for healing. He says, you want to be forgiven? Confess to God. You want to be healed? Confess to each other and pray for each other. And in 1 John 1:7, he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. So what happens is, and what you'll find, is that after you confess those sins, the deep, dark, and ugly stuff, you don't think like, man, I don't like that guy anymore. I don't like that girl anymore. Instead, what you think is, that took a lot of guts. Man, I'm really proud of that guy for speaking up, or he went deep tonight. And it engenders this fellowship with one another. And then there's this reminder. It says the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin, that there is nothing that you brought in to this room tonight that you couldn't confess, that cannot be washed and cleansed by the blood of Christ. I mean, praise God for that. And that's why we're here. That's why we're at Regeneration. And that's the Savior that we worship, is Jesus Christ, who died for our sins so that we can be free because he raised from the grave.